Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. And I just have come to kind of get nervous on Thursday with initial jobless claims coming out. Do we have another prediction? I mean, if we slow this?
Well, I think when you look at most market participants, we don't wait till Thursday to get nervous anymore. We just start Monday morning right now, and that way I'm ahead of the game of nervousness. Mm-hmm. But it's not being reflected in stock prices. But John, once again, we're going to look at a number that, you know, 90 days ago would have been incalculable. We wouldn't even enter our consciousness. Probably, if I'm going to say, slightly over 2 million people last week are going to report that we're going to get the report they filed for their initial jobless claims. And again, that would under any circumstance, almost, we'd have gone, huh? But when you've seen, you know, weeks where you've had in the dozens of millions of people apply, it's going to sort of cruise right in. So we'll see if that number, and at some time we're going to see that thing under a million, sometime in the not far future, I hope, and we might actually see that as bullish news. So we'll keep monitoring those figures, John.
Would put us at what, 38 or 39 million?
Yeah, you're going to be, we'll call it 38 million, depending on when you want to actually start measuring, saying we were shut down versus we were just slowing down kind of thing. Yeah, so, and are we going to get to 40 million? I'm going to judge based on the speed at which it looks like this rollout is happening. There's going to be a lot of folks that had been hanging on, and when phase one or phase two don't, you know, lead to as dramatic a rise that we're seeing, are we going to get to 40 million? That would be my guess. My second guess, though, there, John, would be right now the markets don't care. Well, that doesn't sound right. The markets always care. The markets are anticipating that. That's why we have seen this dramatic rally. Then we've seen some pullback, some more rally. We got it 2 days ago. We had a very meaningful sell-off. We got almost all of that back yesterday. Looks like we might have a little more profit-taking today. And I hate to say it, that is very, very normal for a stock market, particularly when we're in some sort of inflection point in economic data. We're nowhere near the lows that we saw in March. We're, 10, 12% away from the highs that we... That's really hard to believe, isn't it, John? We're only 10 or 12% away from the highs in the Dow that we saw back in, late January, early February. So the markets are actually doing what markets would normally do here, as abnormal as most of us think this environment is right now. It's fascinating to watch, and it's been a good place to stay invested if you could have made it through that that initial March sort of dramatic sell-off. Things have hung in there very well since then.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Yeah, and we got some great ideas from listeners on numbers to watch, and maybe tomorrow you and I are going to address the concept of negative interest rates, which are coming to a country near you.
Interesting. Okay, thanks, Mike.
Everybody be ready.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.